Rava, how can we speak so obviously about the fact that we have a din of Meitav and only discuss a machlokas from Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva, Meitav the Mazik or Meitav the Nizak? We have a pasuk Yoshiv in the parasha of Nezikin, and Yoshiv implies Shavah Kesef, even Subin. And so Subin clearly are, at this point, the Gemara, clearly not Meitav. So we offered last time a distinction between Kan Midaito, Kan Baal Korcho, that the basic Chiyuv would be that of Subin. However, if you force the individual to go to court, that's where we have the principle of Meitav. But the Gemara pointed out that is not that which one can infer from the psukim. From the psukim, it does not appear that Meitav is specifically in a situation where the person's arm is being twisted, where we're taking the person to court. Elo Amar Abaye, so Abaye, after having asked the question, now he himself wants to give the answer. Kidamar, that something that our Rebbe, that Rabbah said, again, Abaye is talking to Rabbah, something that our joint Rebbe, that Rabbah said, to explain a Braisa, that will help us understand the world of Nezikin as well. Which Braisa did Rabbah come to explain? The Tanya. We have a Braisa in the world of Tzedaka. Misha hayu lo batim sados ukramim v'eino motzei le mochran. Ma'achilun oso ma'aser ani ad mechza. Here we have two perushim of Rashi that are brought on the Zayin of the days as to how to learn this sugya. So first we'll learn it according to the first perush of Rashi. And the first perush of Rashi assumes that there is a halacha that a person who has matayim zuz is not an ani. If he has less than matayim zuz, he is an ani. And so here we have a person who has real estate which would bring him to worry to be able to sell it. He would not be an ani, but eino matzi lemochran. He can't sell it. And so, what do we do? Ma'achilun oso ma'aser ani ad mechta. That we give him 100 zuz of ma'aser ani. That we assume that he could sell his fields for 100, and we'll give him another 100. And in that way, he can live for the next year. And the 200 zuz is something that a person would not be able to survive unless he had that 200 zuz for a year. V'havi b'amara, and so Rabbah asked, hey, chidami, what in the world is going on over here? Where, you know, it's l'chora, we have a mamanafshach. Do we view this person as an ani, or do we view this person as an usher? So again, we're learning it currently according to Rashi. I huzal arata dekulei alma v'didei nami zol bahadayu. If b'chal there is a depression in the world, and everyone's real estate is worth less, and this person's real estate is now worth less than 200 zuz, so it means he's an ani. If his possessions are worth less than 200 zuz, he's an ani. And the moment we have an ani, afilu tuva nami lispile. We don't have a cap on how much we give an ani. We give an ani as much as he needs. We don't have a cap that we give him only 100 zuz. So l'chora, that's not the situation. On the other hand, the other alternative is the okir arata de kulei alma. Everyone's land can be sold at a good price. V'didei, and his land is really worth 200, namely that he really could sell it. However, Aidi the ayel v'nafik azuze, that since he's a shlemiel and he informed everyone that he wants to sell his land, no one's willing to give him 200 because, in other words, they know he has to sell it. And therefore, zol ra, in other words, that due to his own pshia, he can't get the 200. Then I feel a poor tanami lo lispile. We don't take care of people who are fools. In other words, that he was negligent. He was negligent in terms of the way that he presented his land, and he has land. He has 200, but because of his negligence, he can't get the 200. So Nebuch, he has a problem, but we can't help him out of tztaka. We can't give him tztaka money to help him out. We can help him out as gemilas chesed. Like, you help out other people, but Stucca is not coming to him. Because he, you know, it's, if everyone's land goes down, then he's an ani, and then he should get full tzedakah. And if he has enough real estate to make him an ashir, but he just can't sell it because he's a shlemiel, that's not a reason to give him tzedakah. Yes?
Is he selling it out of desperation, or he just marketed it the wrong way?
It doesn't explain here why he decided to sell it. That we're not getting. But he announced to everyone, "I have to sell this land." And he went calling up everyone, "Do you want to buy my land? Do you want to buy my land?" And this land really is worth 200, which means that he's an ashir, but he can't get the money because that's not the way that you sell land. You have to make them want the land in order to buy it. You have to understand in the world of business. So this person is a foolish ashir, or negligent ashir. Echshelo, yeah, he's an ashir. So if he's an ani, he should get everything. If he's an ashir, he shouldn't get anything. Where do we find this concept of paying 100 zuz? Where do we find this concept of filling in kilu? In other words, that his land went down to be worth 100. Now we're going to fill in 100. If his land went down to be worth 100, he should get 1,000. There should be no cap on the amount that we can give him. This is what bothered Rabbah in terms of the Braisa. The Braisa doesn't fit in to the general rules that we have in terms of Stucca. And therefore, Amar Mar, so Rabbah said, look, in other words, that these two perushim are not the bottom line, but rather sricha. We need this brisa for the following scenario: the yemei Nisan yakra arasa ubiyemei Tishrei zol arasa. That we have in the world of real estate, we don't have one standard of value; we have two standards. We have the value of Nisan. We're talking over here about fields. Tosus points out that we have something similar in terms of batim that are rented. That there are rental. There are times where things are rented for a lot of money, and times things are rented for much less. But in the world of agricultural land, people want to buy in Nisan because then they'll be able to plow during the summer and plant in Tishrei. While in Tishrei, they've lost the season. They can't plant because they haven't prepared it properly. So that same piece of land will go for more in Nisan than it would go for in Tishrei. Kulei Alma, the world, Natrei Ad Nisan, U Mizbenei. Vahai, Hoil Vitzrichalei Zuzei Zavin Kidahashta. And here we're dealing with a person that currently is in Tishrei, and he has to sell. And again, this is not his fault. Whatever happened, his family got into debt, and he needs cash. He has to sell his land. And ad palga urche lemezo, tve lav urche lemezo, that the maximum that a field would go down in value from Nisan to Tishrei would be 50%. The hacha, in other words, period. Okay. In other words, the rest of it we have to fill in. We fill in that we're dealing with a case where people aren't willing. He's using all of the right ways of trying to sell it. He's not negligent over here. But for some reason, people aren't willing to give him the half which is coming to him. The value is 200. In other words, were he to have sold it in Nisan. And therefore, he is not an ani, because he has this land which is worth 200. Now, he wants to sell it, but he's not able to get the 200. He's only able to get 100. It goes down 50%. So in this situation, we give him 100, that together with the 100 that he's going to get for the field, he will be able to survive for a year. Namely, this is the case where he's nishtahin, nishtaher. He's not an ani, because he has land that in Nisan is worth 200. However, he's also not an ashir, because currently he can only get 100 for this land. So in this situation where he's not an ani and not an ashir, then we have the din of the Mishnah that we give him enough to live on. That together with his selling the field for 100, we'll give him another 100 and he'll be able to live for the year. That's the case. To explain it, we'll explain it, you know, where it's hopefully in a few minutes. But that's the first perush of Rashi. According to this perush, if in Tishrei his land would have been worth 200, then he would have gotten nothing. Okay? In other words, if you, according to this perush, if let's say his land in Nisan would have been worth 400, and in Tishrei would go down to 200, he wouldn't get anything because he's an Ashir. He's an Ashir from the standard of Nisan. He's an Ashir from the standard of Tishrei. He has 200. He wouldn't get anything. He only gets money now because his land in Tishrei is going below the level of the 200. So we want to be mashlim that. In other words, at maximum, we'll give him 100. If his land went down to 150, we'll give him 50. His land went down to 125, we'll give him 75. His land went down to 100, which is the norm, then we'll give him 100 to together with his land, he's going to have 200. Okay, that's the first parish of Rashi. Second parish of Rashi says, no. We have to start again at the beginning, where the Braisa is dealing with an Ashir. Namely, he has batim sados ukramim that are worth more than 200. They could be worth 400, could be worth 500. But eino motze lemochram, ma'achilin osan ma'aser ani ad mechza. Ad mechza means that we're going to help him, that he will get minimally half of the value of the land. In other words, that we want to help him, that he shouldn't have to sell the land for less than 50% of what the land is worth. That's the concept over here of mechza. And so here, Rava asked the question, what is going on? Hechidami. If we're dealing with a situation where no one can sell their land because for the value of the land, everyone's land is worth less. So afilu tuva nami lispile, we should give him enough that he will be able to sell his land for its real value. Namely, again, he's an Ashir. He has land which is worth 400. And now it went down to, and now we say that it went down to 150. So we don't just, you know, fill him in 50 that he should be able to get half the value. We want a person should be able to sell land at the value. So we should give him a filo tuva nami. If this land which is worth 400 now went down to 150. So we should give him 250. We should give him enough money that together with what he's going to get for selling the land, he's going to get value. In other words, that we're concerned that the usher be able to sell his land for its value. However, e de okir arata de kulei alma, namely, it's not an issue of what is going on in the world. In the world, people are able to sell their land for value. However, he has a problem. The reason he can't get the value of the field is because he's trying to sell it in the wrong way. So then we shouldn't give him anything. In other words, there's no reason to help an individual to sell land at its value if he's poshea, if he's the cause of, there's no reason to take that money out of a tzedakah fund, out of ma'aser ani, in order to be able to help him because he's negligent in terms of his own doing. So the question is, where do we find this concept that we help him until a half? If we're helping him, we should help him all the way. And if it's his fault, we shouldn't help him at all. That's, yes?
Why are we how does giving him more money help him sell his field?
No, that we no, it's he has land which is worth 400. That land should be sold for 400. If he's not going to get 400, says Rabba, so we should fill in that which he's not getting so that he should get his the value of his land.
We're not, it's not like he's selling it and we're compensating for the rest. We're just helping him not sell it, right?
No, no, no. We're helping it. No, the other way, according at
you can't sell
within Rashi, he in other words, he plans to sell it, but his sale would be at a loss. So the Braisa says that we'll help him get up to half. We'll help him ad mechza. Rabbi says, why help him up to half? If he didn't do anything wrong, we should help him get back the full value. Namely, we'll subsidize. He'll sell it for whatever he'll sell it, and we'll subsidize.
Why would you?
In other words, because this is what it's worth. In other words, if he just is, in other words, he's in a situation where he has to sell the land, and he shouldn't have to suffer if he didn't do anything wrong. We're going to have to understand what's this based on. But there's a concept of tzedakah even to an usher if there's going to be a situation of hefsed gadol, that if he's going to be losing a lot of money due to no fault of his own, so there's a concept of giving him money from Meiser Ksafim that he shouldn't lose money, that he should get the proper value for his land. That's Rava's working assumption. But if he's negligent, he shouldn't get anything. So how do we set up the Braisa, which says, we'll help him up to 50%? So the answer is, we move over to this world of the real estate that has two values. Has the Nisan value and has the Tishrei value. And this field is worth, again, it's worth 400 in Nisan, and it goes down to 200 in Tishrei. So he's an usher either way. He's an usher in Nisan, and he's an usher in Tishrei. He wants to sell it in Tishrei, so we help him get to the value of Tishrei. That's what it's really worth. Namely, the rule is correct. We always help him sell his field at value. But if he's selling in Tishrei, and in Tishrei the field is worth 200, we're going to help him ad mechza to get to that 200. In other words, the concept of ad mechza is taking into account the Nisan Tishrei distinction. And that's why it's the mechza of what it would be in Nisan, but it is the value of what it is in Tishrei. Those are the two perushim within Rashi. Namely, that within according to the second perush of Rashi, if we would have an individual whose field would be worth, like the first perush, 200 in Nisan, and then it goes down to 100 in Tishrei, we wouldn't only give him 100. He's an ani. He is an ani. He's defined as an ani because the real value is according to what it is in Tishrei. We don't view according to the first parish, we viewed the real value as what it was in Nisan. Just currently, he's stuck. And so we get him, you know, we want to get him up in the first parish to be able to survive for the year. But he's really not an ani because he has something which in Nisan is worth 200. However, going to the second parish, who cares that in Nisan it's worth 200? Currently, in Tishrei, it's worth 100. He's an ani. We should help him even to Elif. So we have these two perushim in Rashi. The question is, what's behind these two perushim? In other words, neither of them appears to be working with the regular rules of tzedakah. So let's take the two perushim one by one. Let's first take the first perush of Rashi. And so we'll start off with trying to understand what is the basic principle of what an ani receives. So if you look at what I printed out for you in the Rambam, in Hilchos Matnos Aniyim, here the Rambam divides the Matanos of the Aniyim into two prakim, into Perek Aleph through Hey, and then Perek Vav. Perek Aleph through Hey, the Rambam summarizes at the end of Perek Aleph, Nimsei Salame, Arba Matanos La'aniyim Bekerem. That if we're talking about a vineyard, the ani gets four gifts. Peret, olalot, peya, shichacha. If we're talking about tfua, shalosh matanas betfua, leket, shikha, peya. And if we're talking about trees, there are two matanos, shikha, vahapeya. When you put all this together, how many matanos do you have? How many types of matanos? No.
Don't count
shichacha three times.
In that case, five.
We have five matanos that exist. Four of those exist in the kerem. Three of them exist in the tefuah. Two of them exist in the ilanos. Altogether, we have five matanos. And these matanos, kol ha-matanos aniyim elu, ein b'hem tovas hanal le-bailim. They don't belong to the owner. The owner can't decide, I want this ani to get the leket, I want this ani to get the shichacha. Ela ha-aniyim b'hem v'notli mosam al-korchan shel ha-bailim. In other words, this is mamon ani. like truma is mamon kohen, and Maaser Rishon is mamon levi, like we have a shevet kohuna, a shevet leviya. It's kilu, we have a shevet of ani. We have the shevet of the aniyim, and this is coming to them. Then, in Perek Vav, he adds, there's a sixth. Matana acheres shishis. There's a sixth matana that belongs to the ani as well, b'zera ha'aretz, v'hu ha'maiser shenosnim la'aniyim, hu nikra maiser ani. That 2 years out of the 7 year Shemitah cycle, there's a sixth gift called Maiser Ani, that again is considered to be the mamon of the aniyim. The aniyim can come and they can grab it from the granary. That this is theirs. This is mamon hashevet. This belongs to the aniyim. Who is the ani who deserves these six gifts? So here we have the Mishnah that our Gemara is working off of. The Mishnah in Peah, Perek Ches Halacha Ches. Mi shi yesh lo masayim. If you want this, it should be page over. No? I gave them all out. Sorry. Okay, I'm sorry. Mi shi yesh lo masayim zuz, lo yito leket shikha upeya umayser ani. Hayu lo masayim chaser dinar, afilu elef nosnim lo ka'achas, hareze yito. In other words, that an ani is defined as someone who the Rashi of the Rashmi Shans of the Mishnah explains, Shiru Chachamim Ze Shir Hotzalato B'Mezonot U'Malbushev L'Shana. An ani is someone who doesn't have enough to keep him going for a year. Matayim Zuz is enough to keep an individual minimally going for a year. So if someone does not have currently enough to keep going for a year, he's an ani and he gets these six gifts. Okay, so now according to Rashi in the first parish, we have someone who is not an ani. So he doesn't get these six gifts, right? On the other hand, why is he not an ani? Because the land, he has land, which in Nisan is worth 200. So he's not an ani, because he has land, which theoretically is worth 200. On the other hand, currently in Tishrei, it's not worth 200. So he's not an ashir either. He's not an ani, and he's not an ashir. So we say, we bring him up to being a minimum usher. We bring him up to having 200. We bring him up to pulling me out of his situation. Where do we have such a halacha? What is this use of Maiser Ani for someone who currently is not an Ani? So the Rav in the Rishima Shiurim, but I think that, you know, it's Svar Yashara, is that in a chinami, he's not an Ani, but we have a din of tztaka. In other words, up to now we've been speaking about mamon aniyim, leka chikra peya, peret ololos, and maiser ani. Now we move over to a different category. We have a pasuk in Dvarim, ki patoach tiftachas yadcha lo, v'ha'avet ta'avitenu, dey machsaro asher yichsar lo. We have an individual who is not an ani and not an ashir, namely he has a chisaro. And we have to help him de chesrono. We have to help him to fill in his chisaron. This is a Gemara in Ksuvus, and daf samach zayin amid beis. Tanu Rabbanon, yasom sheba lisa, sochrin lo bayit, metzien lo mita, kol klei tashmisho, achar kach metzien lo isha. It doesn't say anything over here. Does he have 200 zuz? Does he not have 200 zuz? Even if he has 200 zuz, and he's not an ani, but he doesn't have enough to get married. He doesn't have enough to buy a house. He doesn't have enough to buy furniture. He doesn't have enough to give a dowry to his wife. So this is de machsoro. Someone who is not an ani, becholzot there's an inyan of tztaka. Shene'emar, de machsoro asher yechsar lo. De machsoro zehabayit, asher yechsar zemita v'shulchan. Lo zo isha. V'cheinu omer esel lo ezer kenegdo. Tanu rabban an de machsoro, atamatsu v'olav mefarneso. In other words, you're not giving him a home that he should live in the five towns. You're giving him a home that he can get married. How is he going to marry a wife if he doesn't have where to bring her into? So you're going to give him a minimum home, a minimum furniture, and a minimum dowry. Asher yechsar lo comes along, the Gemara, and says, afilu sus lirkav alav ve'eved larutz lefanav. That we can have also a very, very subjective de machsaro, someone who is a ben tuvin. He was brought up in a wealthy house, and he's used to a certain standard of life. That's also for him a chisaron if he can't live according to his standard of life. Amro lav al hilul hazaken, lakach ani ben tuvim echad sus lirkav alav ve'eved larutz lefanav. Chorah, what's the godless of Hillel? That's a halacha, no? De machsaro. The godless is pam achas lo matza eved laretz lefanav rutz lefanav shlosh shemilim. That Hillel himself, you know, ran in front of him. That he helped this individual in terms of subjectivity. I never understood this. You know, how could it be that, I mean, this person knows that there are other people in the world. He knows not everyone has an eved, you know, laretz lefanav. And sus lirkav. I mean, you know, like, why don't we just take them to a psychologist and help him out to understand that this is not the norm? Until there was a situation where there was someone who was mamash ben tuvim. He was born into a home of wealth. In America, his family had nursing homes. He was born into a family of wealth, and he was given a nursing home as his yerusha. And he squandered the money. He wasted it. He lost it. And he had nothing, and he was being thrown out of his house, and he had to sit in jail because he also stole from people, v'chulei. But he once came to speak to me about his situation, and I look out the window. There's a taxi waiting for him outside with the motor running. As I heard, we live in a neighborhood where taxis don't stand normally in front of a building. In other words, what he was used to was taking a taxi to where he was going, having the taxi wait for him for as long as he had to be, and then drive him back. He had nothing. I mean, to take a bus, so walk. In other words, so even take a taxi, but then take another taxi. Why have him? Why are you paying for his waiting? But that was his ani ben tuvim. This was his sus lirkav lefanav. I understood. This is what Gemara is talking about. You have this concept of de machsoro. Comes along Rabbah and says, this is what we're going to give this individual who has real estate. He has land, which in Nisan is worth 200. So theoretically, he has what to live on for a year. But currently it's Tishrei. He has to turn that land into fluid currency, and currently it's only worth 100. So he's not an ani, but he has a machsor. He currently has a de machsoro. He's in a hole, and when we have a de machsoro, here we have a halacha that you can take that with the kiddush this price. You can take from Meiser Ksafim 100 zuz to give him, that together with what he's going to get for selling his land, he's going to remain, you know, have 200. In other words, we're going to give him enough that he will not be an ani. We'll give him ki'ilu. It's as though he sold it in Nisan. If he had sold it to the Nisan, what would he get? 200. Now in Tishrei, he's only going to get 100. So we'll arrange it. He's going to get the 200 that he would have gotten in Nisan. Because here we have a situation where he's not ro'oi to get Meiser Ani as an Ani, but he's ro'oi to get Meiser Ani as the Deimachsor. Okay? That's the first Lashon of Rashi. That, I think, is pretty, can be pretty well, my humble opinion, pretty well understood. If you want another example, in other words, I mentioned that's the Gemara in Ksuvos, but the Rambam codifies that Gemara. In Hilchos Matnos Aniyim Zayin Aleph, Mitzvahs Asay Litain Staka Lo Aniyim Kefi Masheroi Lo Ani Hayesa Yad Hanosin Masegah Shenemar Pasoch Tiftachas Tiftachal Lo V'chule. Then he says Lefi in Halacha that same Perek Halacha Gimel Lefi Mashechaser Ha'ani Atametzuv Litain Lo. Im ein lo ksus machasim oso, ein lo kli bayit konim lo, ein lo isha masiyin oso. Hayisa isha nosten oso le ish. Afilu hayadarko shel zeh ha'ani lor kav al sus ve'eved rar tzofanav, ve he'eni v'yard min achasav, Konim Losus Lirkav Alav Evid Loritz Lefanav Shenemar Demachsero Asher Yechsalo U Mitzuve Atola Hashlim Chesrono Ve'ein Ata Mitzuve LaOsho. So here, this exactly is what Rabbi is saying. We're mechuyev to be Mashlim Chesrono. His Chisaron is 100 zuz, because he has land which is worth 200, and he can only get 100. So his Chisaron is 100 zuz. So that is we're going to give him as tzedakah. Another example of the same principle is the Mishnah in Peah, the Perek Hey of Mishnah Dalet. Look at what we have in another Mishnah in Peah, Balabayit Chayo Over Mimakom Lemakom. We have an individual who, he's a diamond merchant, and he's going from place to place. And he lost his credit card. That, you know, words, he lost your credit card. Zehu. He doesn't have with what to get a hotel room, even in a youth hostel. He has no money. He's a balabayit. He has, in his hometown, a lot of money, but currently, he has no cash. He's over mimakom lamakom. So the halach, the Mishnah says, tzarech litol leket shikcha upeya umayser ani, then yitol. If the only way he's going to exist is by going to the gabay tzedaka and saying, I don't have anything. So the gabay tzedaka will give him a letter, you are an ani, and he then can go to the field and go, leket shikcha peya umayser ani, ukishi yachser lebeso, according to Rav Eliezer, yishalem, he should pay it back. However, chachamim omrim, Ani haya ba'oso sha'a. He doesn't have to pay it back. He was a temporary ani. We have a concept of someone who's a temporary ani, and he can get a certificate of being an ani. So now let's take our person. He has a field which is worth 200 in Nisan, but currently it's Tishrei. So it's like he has a home in Vilna, you know, that he's not an ani, but currently he's an ani. Currently he has nothing. So currently we give him enough to be able, to help him. So that's the Rama Paskins. Balabayir haya mahalach mi'ir le'ir v'tamu lo hama'os baderech. Ein lo ata mayochal. Ha'reza mutar likach leket shikcha peya ma'isir ani v'lehenot menat staka. Uch shi'agia le'beso pasalei t'chachamim. Ein lo chayev l'shalem. Doesn't have to pay back. It'd be nice, of course, if he sent a diamond or something to the kupat tzedaka that took care of him. But al pidin doesn't have to pay shahari ani haya ba'osa shah. So we have in our Gemara this concept of dechesrono. We have this concept of ani ba'osa shah. We have someone who is this ben hashmashos. He's not an ani, but he's not an ashir. So according to Rabba, this is the perish of the price. I'm sorry, you wanted to ask, Mickey?
Yeah, does this only apply if he has 200, in our case, does it only apply if he has 200 zuz and it goes down
to 100?
Or would it still apply if he has 400 and it goes down to
100? No. The first perish is only when it goes down to from 200 to 100. In other words, we give tzedakah to someone who is nishtahir. He's not an ani and he's not an ashir. Right? He is this balabayis over makam lamakam. He's a temporary ani. To him we give tzedakah. But if currently he could sell it for 200, for 300,
Let's say it goes down below. Let's say it goes to 150. Do we only give him 50 to get to that bottom line, do we give him the whole?
No. We give him only because he's not an ani. He's not the ani who gets afilu elef. He's not an ani and not an asher. So what we do is we bring him to the point of being able to live for the year. Yeah.
If we're talking about a case that the Metzias says he's actually selling it, then the second he sells it, isn't he now a real asher and he should be a filu elef? Why?
So this is the chiddush, that since this land is really worth 200, even though now he's getting 150, he's not defined as an ani. That's the first lashon of Rashi.
So his status. Field's gone, but he keeps the status that he had a field last week, so now we only get rid of him.
So we don't want him to view him as being negligent in selling. In other words, we tell him, sell it for 150, we'll fill in the 150. We tell him to do it in this manner that you're 100%. If he would have sold it on his own and then come to us, only have 150, then afilu elef. But he's not coming to us after he sold it. He's coming to us, what do I do? What do I do? I have to sell it currently. So we say, okay, in other words, we'll fill in the amount that goes below one, that goes below 200. However, in the second Perush of Rashi, we're speaking about someone who has a field which is worth 400 in Nisan, and it goes down to 200, namely, according to the standard of Nisan and according to the standard of Tishrei, he's an Ashir. He's an Ashir. And Becholzot, we say, we're going to help you. We're going to help you. We're going to help you to be certain that you get the value of what it's worth in Tishrei. If, let's say, you had a field that was worth 600, and in Tishrei it should be worth 300 because it goes down to half, and you can only sell it for 250, even though you're still an Ashir, we'll help you that you'll get to 300. We will guarantee that you'll get to 300 from stucco money. From stucco money. In other words, that again, that the rule of the second parish is that we help Ashirim who are not negligent to get the value of their fields. That's what we help them. Normally, the market conditions will give them value of the fields. If the market condition isn't going to be helpful, we will help them. I'm sorry. We will, if the market condition. Again, we said. If we're dealing in a situation where everyone's field went down, then we help everyone to get up to the value of their fields. If we're dealing with this field, which in Nisan is worth 500, and in Tishrei should be worth 250, so and he can only sell it for 200, we'll help him to get up to the 250. Where does this come from? That we help someone get up, because 250 is the value of Tishrei. Where does this come from? That we help someone to be able to get the market value of his field. So if you'll continue in the Maror HaMakomos, we have a pasuk. We have a pasuk in Vayikra, Ki yamoch achicha umata yado imach, v'hechezakta bo ger v'toshav v'che imach. We have a mitzvah called v'hechezakta bo. This is also l'chora, a form of tzedaka, and Rashi over there quotes a Toras Kohanim. What are the parameters of v'hechezakta bo, to give someone a boost? Al tanicheu sheyered v'yipol v'yeh kasher l'hakimo. In other words, don't allow him to become an ani, because that's going to be very hard to pick him up. Ela chaskeyu mishat mutataya. The moment that we have to try and preempt him from becoming an ani. Lemaze dome masui al chamor odeno al chamor echa tofes bo ma'amido. Nafal la'aretz chamisha e ma'amidim oso. In other words, to keep a person in his realm of ashirus is a mitzvah, because once he falls into the world of an ani, it's much harder to help him out. And this is the Rambam, I mean the classic Rambam in Hilchos Matnos Ani in Perek Yud Halacha Zayin. Even the non-Jews know this Rambam about charity. Shmona ma'alos yesh mitztaka zo l'mala mizo. We have 8 levels of tztaka. Ma'ala gedola she'en l'mala mimenu. Level number... Top level, right? Top level of tzedaka, zeha machzik biyad Yisrael shemach, that you have a Jew who is wealthy, and something happened, there was a crisis, no sen lo matana, o halva'a, o ose imo shutfus, o mamzi lo malacha, kdei lachazik etz yado, shelo yitztarech lebriot lish'o. To keep him on a level where he won't fall into being an ani. Al zene emar hechazaktabo, ger v'toshav v'cheimach, hachazekbo shelo yipol v'yitztarech. Do everything possible, either with a gift, or with a loan, or by helping, or with a shutfus, or by giving him a job, that he shouldn't fall to becoming an ani. This, l'chora, is what is behind the second lashon of Rashi, that here we have a din of v'hechazaktabo, help him out, that he'll be able to get a proper value for his field, that he won't, that getting, in other words, if we're dealing with a field which is basically worth 500, and in Nisan, and in Tishrei is worth 250, for his getting less than 250, that would be a hefsek gadol. So help him out until he is able to get the value at that time. In other words, that he shouldn't suffer a hefsek gadol. That's the day machsara that we're speaking about. Okay? So again, doesn't everyone agree? I mean, like, so, in other words, what over here is the chiddush of our Gemara, according to the second Lashon, that you can give that from Maaser Ksafim. In other words, the Rambam doesn't speak about that coming from Maaser Ksafim. This is Perek Yud of Hilchos Matnos Aniyim. We could have thought, well, give him a gift, give him a gift. It's Gemilas Chesed. So the chiddush over here, we can use Maaser Ksafim to help this individual. According to the first Lashon of Rashi, there's a din of Saktabo, but that's not Maaser Ksafim. That would be from your Ma'os Chulin. According to the second Lashon of Rashi, you can even use Maaser Ksafim for them. Yes?
Is there like a top limit, like to where it's not that Sakta anymore? Like if a guy is losing, he has $1,000 property and it's going down to like 800.
So we pointed out that takes us back to the first, in other words, namely that when we're talking over here about keeping him, giving him half the value, we're speaking about the Nisan Tishrei model. In the Nisan Tishrei model, it's expected that a person is going to, if he's selling in Tishrei, is only going to get half the value of the field. But getting less than half the value of the field, that already is Behechzak Tovo. If we're not talking about the Nisan Tishrei model, so then Rabbah pointed out that if we're dealing with someone who was negligent, we don't help him at all. If we're dealing with someone who's not negligent, then we try to help him get the value of his field. In other words, that he should be able to maintain his level. Whatever level he was on, he should be able to maintain that level. And according to the second Lashon, that comes from Maaser Ksafim, yes?
Do we see him as Mamish an Ani, or if there's...
No. He's not an Ani. He's an Ashir. But even by an Ashir, there's a din of Echzak Tebo. Dafka by an Ashir, there's a din of Echzak Tebo. In other words, by an Ani, we have a din of Mamon HaShevet. Leket, Shikha, Peya, Peret, Ololos, Maaser, Ani. That's by an Ani. And here we have, and then we saw there's also a din of demachsoro. Demachsoro applies to situations where you have a chisaro. Here we're dealing with a situation of hechzaktevo, to keep an usher as an usher, to keep the package on the donkey. Don't let the package fall off the donkey. Don't let him become an ani. What are the criteria? So our Gemara is giving the criteria. Yeah.
It sounds like the Zaktabo is, if it looks like, if we don't help him, he's going to end up becoming an Ani, then we help him. But if someone just loses $5, we're not going to, it doesn't make sense that way. Oh, we have to give him $5 to get him back up.
That's what I would have said without this Gemara, correct.
Correct.
It's according to, again, Rashi doesn't hold of this whole thing. In other words, he would agree with you that Chazak Tobo, we have to look at the situation. Within the Lashon Sheni of Rashi, this is, we're giving here now definitions of Chazak Tobo.
It's not practical to, like, everyone loses money at some point. It's not so practical to be able to help everyone get back up.
I guess the working assumption is that when he's an Ashir, he'll also give stock. In other words, when he's on his plane, he'll help other people. When he's, again, a mashal hediot, post Madoff, okay, there were a lot of Ashirim who lost money. Some Ashirim could have even lost $1 million, but they still had $7 million. And they thought they had eight, and now they have seven. So I was speaking to Richard Joel, and he told me that post Madoff, when he would go to meet a wealthy Jew on his yacht, the Jew would complain, I can't give you tzedaka, I just lost $1 million with Madoff. Namely, so you say, but you still have six, and he's on his yacht, right? And he's showing off his wife's jewelry collection, b'chulei, b'chulei. But I had, you know, the money that I had planned to give to Tzedakah, that's what went to Madoff. And which this money is for me and my wife and for our children and grandchildren and great grandchildren. We have trust funds, you know, for everyone. I can't touch this. In other words, so what you can, in other words, so to keep someone on his plane is also an inyan that then I'll continue to give tzedakah. Okay, so I know it sounds funny, but that's there's a psychology of wealthy people as
so
well.
I guess this could theoretically like everyone gets richer and richer and richer. Like we're hoping that when people get richer, then they'll give tzedakah. We're always gonna make sure someone gets back up to their level. So if everyone starts growing, so. See,
okay, so that's it's called the Ponzi scheme, and that's where we do the Ponzi. Yes. Okay, the Gemara's not into Ponzi schemes. Yes, that's how you wanted to ask Chaim.
I think I'm just asking a similar question to him. If the Gemara says, "Huzo arad chule alma," so it sounds like if the market plummets 50%, we don't just compensate every single person out there. That doesn't make any sense. You can't have a basin where every time the market takes a dip, the entire shul can sell their house and get their price that they would have got last month. That doesn't make any sense.
What according to the second lashon of Rashi, when again the assumption is that all of these market fluctuations are temporary, so most people would simply hold on to their land. They would hold on to their land and wait until it goes up again. And so there's no need to help people who are holding on to the land. Occasionally, you have individuals who, for one reason or another, can't hold on to their land. And they have to liquidate their assets. So that individual has to liquidate his assets. We help him to liquidate it in terms of the value of the asset, which will return. And again, the assumption is this
so
is
a... is a Nisan Tishrei, but not as guaranteed?
Correct. Nisan Tishrei is built in. Within agricultural lands, and according to Tosos, also within rental apartments, right? In other words, that we have seasons, and you take into account the seasons. Here, we're dealing with the fact that we have a temporary fluctuation. Most people, 95% of people, will simply hold on to their real estate because they know it's going to go back up, because it does. That's what happens. I mean, now, you know, it may take 10 years, but it'll go back up. So you simply hold on to it until it goes back up. Here we have an individual who, for some reason or another, can't wait the 10 years. And again, if he's negligent, we don't help him, right? But if he's not negligent, so then we help him to be able to get the value. That's vehechzaktabo. That's a vehechzaktabo. Again, in other words, when you point, you know, in terms of David's question, you know, where it appears to be like people will take advantage of the situation. Okay, so Chazal were assuming people wouldn't take advantage, and that to sell land was considered to be a busha, and people generally would not sell land. It's the last thing that you do is sell off your apartment. It's not something that you. It's a different society. Like nowadays, people would rather have money in the bank and rent, but in other words, in the society of Chazal, having land was value. Having your own home, having your own parnasa. In other words, even to work as an employee was considered to be a busha. It was sort of like avdus, but you could be chozer bo afilu b'chatzi hayom. In other words, that people were fiercely independent. And so in that society, the assumption was that people would not sell off unless there was an emergency. And in an emergency, we'll help him be able to get his value. Yes?
Are we assuming that Rashi is saying, like Tosfos, that in terms of if it's a situation where the land appreciates, everything goes up and his doesn't, and it goes down, that it's he's poshea?
No. So now now you're coming. Okay, so Shmuel is pointing out, well, we have another perush of the Rishonim. We have a riff, and Tosfos helps us understand the riff. And Tosfos quotes the riff and helps us understand the riff. If we look at the riff, just move to the riff for a moment, something is very, very shocking in the riff. In other words, comparing it to in the classic pages of the Rif, and daf beis amid aleph in the Rif, where the lines move from the thin lines to the wider lines. Tanya, harehayu lo batim sado sukramim ve'ein motzei livkor He has the opposite gerusas in our Gemara. We have a filu tuva nami lispile. He has a filu in the first case of where everyone's land goes down. We don't give him anything. Ela da aikur arata the kulei alma v'dilei aidi da ayel v'nafik azuse zola are. In other words, everyone can sell the land for that, but he can't because he needs the money. Afilu tuva nami lispile. We give him everything. And then, so Rabbi says, what's going on over here? And then Amar Rabbi El Nisrecha, we're going back to Yimei Nisan, Yimei Tishrei, that in this situation, normally the land goes down to half, and therefore we help him to get to his half. We help him to get back to the value. That's the Braisa. Ad Mechza is this Nisan Tishrei model. But what, in other words, does he mention anything at all about an ani in all of this? About Matayim Zuz? Nothing. Not one word about Matayim Zuz. So all the Rishonim assume that the Rif is like the second Lashon of Rashi. That we're talking over here within the world of Osher. We're talking over here that we're dealing with wealthy people who want to sell their fields. And we're dealing with the world of Hechzaktabo. That's the Rif. But what happened with the switch? So the Rif said pretty much what Chaim had hinted at earlier. Namely, that if we have a situation where everyone's land goes down, so that currently is the value. We have a new value of land. It used to be worth $1 million. Now it's $500,000. That's the value. So when he sells it for $500,000, we don't subsidize him because it may go up in the future. The Rif says, this is the value. We don't give him anything. He's getting the current value. But if everyone can sell at the right price, and he can't sell because people know that he's in a difficult situation and he has to sell, then we help him out. Namely, that bidyuk, the opposite of Rashi. In other words, the criteria of Rashi are, if there's no pshia, we help everyone. And if there's Shia, we don't even help an individual. Masha'ein Kain, according to the Rif, if it's a problem of the Klal, we don't help anyone. If it's a problem of the Yachid, we help. Who cares? Why? You know, whether we don't check him. You know, was he negligent? Not? So he's a Nebuchadnezzar. You can have a Nebuchadnezzar chorus. It doesn't take away the fact that he's an Apikoros. It doesn't take away the fact that he's an Ani. So he's a Nebuchadnezzar. In other words, he doesn't know how to help himself. So we have to help him. We have to try and help him. And again, part of helping him is trying to teach him how to proper economics, how to sell things properly. But we have to help him. So the Rif has the same framework as the second Lashon of Rashi, but different conclusions in the, you know, in the two sides when everything went down and only his went down. He has a different understanding of the rules of the game, but the maskana in terms of Tishrei and Nisan, there the Rif and Rashi are exactly the same. Okay, so the bottom line is the same. There, and that's what Tosus quotes. Okay, Tosus over here simply quoted the Rif and explained the Rif. Mm-hmm. First, he starts off with Rashi. That's Rashi. And then he continues, Rav Alfas Mefaresh B'Ashir V'ad Mechza Hainu Ad Sheyimtza Sheyikna Osam L'Kol HaPachot B'Chetzi D'Mehem. That's the Braisa. And that will set up as Nisan Tishrei. V'Garsinan Basar Hachi I'lema D'Zil Arsa D'Kul Yaman D'Ed Nami Zobah Haday Afil Porta Nami Logis B'Lei Perush. In other words, that we don't help wealthy people because everyone's wealth went down 50%. In other words, that's simply the new price. Elo, but in the case, Iker Kuleyama, the wealthy remain wealthy. But one person has an issue. Afilu tuva lispile perush. Afilu motzi shiitnu tfeme hamechza. And therefore, we have to help him. In other words, he's stuck, and we have to help an individual. Individuals, we help. Society, we don't have to correct. So, in other words, it's the second language of Rashi, but it may answer many of David's, we don't help when everything falls. In other words, we only help the unique individual. So that in other words, certainly is mematein this parish very much. There's one other Rishon who holds of this world that we're helping Ashirim, but learns the Nisan Tishrei differently. Who is that? Who is that third Rishon? Let's learn it together. Let's look at the Rambam. It's the last makar on the daf. How does the Rambam learn? So we don't have within the Rambam the Shakl of a target. The Rambam is not a riff. And so we only have the bottom line. The bottom line is the Braisa. And the bottom line is the Braisa according to Rabbah. That the Braisa, when it says Ad Mechsa, is dealing with the Nisan Tishrei model. However, the Rambam learns the halachos here uniquely. Misha hayilo batim sadosu kramim. V'im mochran b'yimei hageshamim tishrei mochran b'zol. V'im hinichan ad yemos hachama nisan mochran b'shavehen. Ein mechayevin oso limkor, ela ma'achirin oso ma'aser ani arkatzi demehem. The Rambam says, we have this person who has this field that fluctuates. Again, he's an usher. It fluctuates from 500 to 250. Every year it fluctuates, 500 to 250. He's an usher both in Nisan and in Tishrei. And all of a sudden in Tishrei, he needs cash. So were he to sell it in Tishrei, he would only get 250. So we say, we tell him, don't sell it. Don't sell it in Tishrei. We'll give you 250 as tzedakah, so you shouldn't have to sell it. Ein mechayven oso limkor, ela ma'achilin oso ma'aser ani archatzi demehem, velo yitchok atzmo v'yimkor shelo bizman ha'machir. Namely, that we will subsidize the field currently. In other words, currently this field is worth 500. He needs 250, so he's willing to sell for 250. Say, we'll give you 250. Just don't sell your field. Your field is worth 500. Wait until Nisan, and then sell it. And then, if you want, you can give us back the 250 or not. You know, but we're giving you currently. We're using. It's the same principle of the hechzak dabo, just with a different application. Rather than tell him sell it, and we will give you the difference, we say, we'll give you the money and don't sell it. We'll help you out that you shouldn't have to sell it. You need 250? You have a field which is worth 500. Why should you sell it for 250? We'll give you 250. We'll give you up to half the value of the field, which is normally the fluctuation, and then you don't have to sell your field because we want to be able to help you. That's the kiyum of the hechzaktaba within the Rambam. So it's, again, he's working, it's the same, it's the second language of Rashi and the Rif, just with a different knech. Instead of selling and filling in the value, we say, we'll give you that money and don't sell. We'll give you that. You know, the same in terms of tzedakah, they're out the same 250. But the question, who does it go to? Does it go to him to help him deal with the fact that he sold it as a loss? Or, pum fakir, it'll help him that he shouldn't have to sell it. Which I think, again, makes a lot of sense. Yes?
Could I explain again when you would get Elef?
A person gets Elef when he does not have, in terms of his metaltalim and his real estate, we put together all of his assets, it doesn't add up to Matayim Zuz. And that's the case of, within the first Lashon of Rashi, that's what we're dealing with. We're dealing with such a person. We're dealing with the ani, and just that we're dealing with an ani who, you know, is a relative ani. That were we to make this cheshbon for him in Nisan, he would have matayim, and we make the cheshbon of his assets in Tishrei, he doesn't have matayim. That's, we're dealing with that ani who we're going to give de machsoro. We're going to help him de machsoro in terms of helping him to bridge the gap. That's his chisaron. Mashiach came, the second language of Rashi, and the Rif, and the Rambam, all understand we're dealing with an Ashi, we're not dealing with an Ani at all, we're dealing with a different principle of Hechzaktabo. Okay? Again, all of these are in the Rambam, Hilchos Staka. The question is as to what are the boundaries of each of them. According to Rashi, certainly there's a Din of Hechzaktabo, Rashi the first Lashon, but from your own Nechasim, that's Gemilas Chesed. That's not Staka, it's in the ladder of Staka, but it's from your own Nechasim. According to the second Lashon of Rashi, no, this is Staka. According to the second Lashon of Rashi, this person who is this person who has 200 in Nisan doesn't have 200 in Tishrei. According to the first Lashon of Rashi, he's Nishtahin Nishtahir. He's not an Asher. He's not an Ani. According to the second Lashon of Rashi, in Tishrei, he's an Ani. He's an Ani. He doesn't have. We make his cheshbon of his assets. Afilu elaf nos nimlo. That's not what Rabbah's talking about. Yes?
But the Rabbam say that you also pay out of pocket or out of Meisr? So.
The Rabbam says. The Rambam says, Machil and also Maaser Ani. He says, Maaser Ani. Like the second language of Rashi and like the Rif. That this is the. We expand the Kupa. We expand the Kupa of Maaser Ani to these people as well. Okay, we'll stop over here. What we have left is Vachem Lenezikin. What does all this have to do, Baba Kacha? What does all this have to do with the world of Metav? What does all this have to do with the world of Subit? Namely, we have an issue that we have a steerer between the Psukim. We have one pasuk speaks about Meitav Sadehu. We have another pasuk that speaks of Yoshiv, Afilu Besuvim. And we don't have yet a good explanation for it. Says Abaye, Rebbe's Rabbah, you know, it's our Rebbe's Torah in the world of the Brisa, of Hayilavat and Mukramim, will help us here. And so we'll see that, you know, we're going to apply the world of Nisan Tishrei now to the world of Nezikin, okay? The Nezik occurred in Tishrei. Nezik that occurs in Tishrei, you have to pay in Tishrei. So if the Mazik has to give his Meitav, he's going to give his Meitav according to the value of Tishrei. Namely, the Nizak is getting a good deal because this is going to go up 50% according to the market conditions by the time Nisan comes about. But the Nizak doesn't want the good deal. He would rather have a different type of land, Beinonis or Ziburis, for whatever reason. It's closer to his fields. And then the question is, can the Mazik then play a game and say, okay, I'll give you that other field, but at the value of Nisan? That's where we're going to be moving over to the Meitav and the Subin. We'd say Yitachain, that there are two options. And so we'll see how it works out within the sugya. And then that's also rejected. And the Gemara comes to a final conclusion by the two dots. So what's left for us to see is basically the sugya over here. Sugya over here, there's no two lashonos of Rashi and and the Rif and the Rambam. What we do have is a number of small Tosfos. It would pay also to look at Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz on the sugya and the Meiri on the sugya. In other words, basically any other Rambakamos that I gave you. Oh, and the Rush. I'm sorry. The Rush also very, very important. Okay, so in other words, Rashi, even before seeing the Tosos, Rashi and the Rush, and then look at the Tosos and Tosos for Rabbeinu Peretz and the Meiri. And so we'll finish with this up in Yitz Hashem on Yom Rishon, and then you'll have time to prepare for to do a Chazar. Yitz Hashem.
Do you have limited funds? Do you prioritize?